Hi, my name is Dr. Eli, and this is Becoming Limitless, a show about biohacking, wellness, optimization, and the latest in all that. The whole idea here is for me to use the same voice that I use in a lot of my content regarding anything that is related to biohacking, wellness, and optimization. Keeping it simple, giving the facts, no hype, no fluff. The whole idea behind it is to make use of the information that we are learning about all these different modalities, equipment, new gadgets, and so on. The concept behind it is that we're going to be experiencing the products. We're going to be talking about the protocols in details and breaking them down specifically using science. Today, we're going to be talking specifically about recovery, a topic that is not nearly talked enough about. It is super important to understand the impact that recovery has, not just for those of us that maybe work out every day or have a heavy routine. It is also for anyone. And I've seen recently almost everyone that I interact with or guide or help or help optimize that they are under-recovered. And it shows in so many aspects of their lives. So today I'm starting with one of my favorite products, the compression boots or pneumatic compression boots. And Shireen and I here are doing our recovery for today. We're experiencing the boot. I think this is the first time that you use the boots.
It's a weird feeling. I don't know how to explain it, but it feels good. It feels relaxing. Like, I feel like my blood is getting introduced to parts of my body that I never knew existed.
Amazing. Yeah. So that's usually the reaction that I get from these. Because the cool thing about it is that with pneumatic compression, pneumatic means air. So basically all these different chambers inside the boots are compressing different parts of your leg. So legs have one of the largest muscles in your body. So they're pushing all of the blood into your torso and up to your brain. It doesn't only help by rejuvenating you and pushing all of the lactic acids out of sore muscles. It renews your legs and it helps to boost blood flow to the brain. So it even revives you in a sense. So it's an incredible experience.
Okay. Normal people like me, for example, I don't do this usually.
Yeah.
How many times is a person supposed to do that?
Yeah. So it's actually for everyone. Even if you're an athlete and these were born for athletes, people on the NBA and NFL and all of that. So it helps to get the muscles ready for the next thing quicker than almost anything else because of the drainage that it does. Okay. So for regular individuals, you can even do it every day. So the whole idea is that at the end of the day, if you do it in the evening, it even helps with your sleep because of increased circulation. But there's more. So it helps with water retention. It could help by improving your drainage system. It helps with your lymphatic system, endocrine system. That means it moves your hormones up and down. So whenever there's improved blood circulation, it also improves the health of muscle, nerves, bone, everything. So therefore, because of the circulation, it can help with things such as like varicose veins, for example. Mm. It could help with fat reserves around the legs. So the actual circulation, anything that is happening within the health of the muscle gets improved. And when the blood is up in your torso, it's also helping these areas too.
Step question. How can I explain what I'm feeling? Like at some point I felt numb when I first put them on. Is it normal? Or if I want to explain to someone, like I did it, did this. How can I explain my feeling?
Yeah. So when you are being squeezed, and this can squeeze you like really, really hard in order to remove, you know, all residues of lactic acid that causes DOMS, which is the delayed onset muscle syndrome, that you get pain in your muscle, acheness, either from standing too long or working too hard or working out way too hard.
Okay.
So when it compresses and it moves that, it actually, the parts of the leg feel a little numb because it's the same as sleeping on your arm, for example, where not enough circulation is happening.
Okay.
But as the blood rushes back when it releases, it's such a beautiful sensation. It's almost like a wash of the legs themselves. And you'll see when we're done and when you stand up, how light your legs feel. So imagine after a long day of being on your feet all day, this is an absolute favorite with cabin crew, for example.
Okay.
People that are really active. It's not just people that on leg day that would use something like this. It's for everyone, really. And you could use it anytime. It's also incredibly useful for pregnant ladies because with water retention in feet, with swelling,
it
actually helps by reducing that. And it literally works instantly. So the moment you use them for 20, 30 minutes, you take them off and there's no swelling
anymore. I just want to ask you, for how long should you put them on?
So minimum to 20 to 30 minutes. That's the whole idea. But I use them for about 40 because of the amount of work that I do. So it's really relevant to the amount of effort that you put in, how much work that you do, how much you are on your feet. Do you wear high heels? Yes, no. How are your calves feeling and so on? Even if you do 20 minutes, you still get a lot of the benefits for it.
How long have you been using them?
For nearly 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so quite a long time. Because one of the tools that are not, there's no debate if they actually work or not. They simply do. You know, so no one has used them and said, well, I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
And especially you really feel the difference when you have a particularly strong, let's say, leg day or workout, and then you do them versus a day that you do have a strong leg day or workout and you don't use them. You can tell the difference easily. It's not absolutely instant, but you could certainly feel a lightness in your legs and a reduced pain. So when I ran all these marathons, this is why I needed to find a way to recover quicker. So when I first used them, I thought, why doesn't everyone have access to these? It was such a game changer on how quickly you bounce back. I mean, I remember a certain marathons where I couldn't walk upstairs or even worse, down the stairs, especially when, you know, the lactic acid is pushed into the muscle and it's pooled there. You were not able to move the muscle at all. So walking downstairs would be like a nightmare.
Mm.
So you use this for, you know, 40 minutes and it truly is a lifesaver.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
But like I can barely.
Yeah. Lift your leg. Yeah. Right. So the other thing about it, it forces you to sit down to relax, you know, so when you're running around, you're whatever. And I use it for two reasons. One is to calm down, to meditate. I would use it with something else, maybe sometimes with red light or something else like a neurovisor, something for, you know, my mental health. And occasionally I also use it when I'm working. So I put my laptop up here and I'm getting the recovery while I'm actually working at the same time.
There's no excuse that I don't have time to use it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it helps you to be in the moment. You're here. Like you can't get up and leave. You have to focus on this, you know? I'm not a fan of sitting. Everyone who knows me knows that. But to do this, it's incredibly worth it for the whole benefits for the whole body.
You know what's nice? What is inspiring about you? You are a very busy man. You have tons of things to do. You run errands all day. But you always have time for your recovery. Like, you have time to sit and take care of your body, even though you have a lot to do.
It's all about prioritizing. Is it important for me? It's my health is number one. Everything else is built upon that. So there is no question in my mind what comes first.
And you always talk about longevity.
Exactly. So this kind of contributes to all of the good things that we want for our health, be it healthy aging, being optimized to be the best that we can be biologically. Because at the end of the day, your biology dictates your reality. So the healthier you are, the more prone for you to do better decisions, to do stuff that are more conducive to the things that you would like to achieve in your life, the way you will react to certain situations, and so on. So life is made up of these micro decisions that you do, micro choices. When you are optimized biologically, those choices become simply better. So with recovery, what I found is that most people that I'm 9 out of 10 people that I meet, they're under recovered. Everyone focuses on the workout. I need to work out more. I need to do more. And then there's something addictive, obviously, about the endorphins that you get from a workout, how good you feel after any workout. But what that leads to is, in more cases than not, to being overworked and not recovering enough. Mm. And the irony here is that growth happens only during recovery. So you cause trauma to your muscles by running, by doing CrossFit, by doing HIIT exercises or functional or Pilates or whatever. So you cause trauma to your muscles. And then they need to repair in order for them to grow. And repair only happens during recovery. So by helping the body move fluids properly, that's one way. There are many others that we'll hopefully discuss a few today. And obviously the number one that I constantly talk about is the importance of sleep. Not length, but quality of sleep. So quality over quantity. And there are, you know, we will do a separate show on that specifically for sleep. We'll have some exciting stuff for that particular show. But obviously sleep is the key recovery protocol.
Yeah, so you can sleep for 4 hours of quality sleep, but you can also sleep for 7 hours and wake up.
I would put this in a slightly different way.
Okay.
4 hours is never really enough. You would have two people sleeping for 7 hours each. One person would wake up groggy and tired, and the other person springs out of bed ready to go. What is the difference between them? Is the quality of that sleep. How well, how deep did you sleep? Did you wake up overnight? Did you toss and turn? Did you feel bloated at night? And all of these different things that contribute to the quality of sleep that you have.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of planning that happens to get a good night's sleep rather than I need to go bed early in order to have my 7 hours or 8 hours. It's more about the quality of those 7, 8 hours. Obviously, the length also plays a role, but the quality is super important. So a good day starts the night before. So by planning your sleep, you're also planning the next day, because when you wake up refreshed, when you wake up recovered, again, all these micro decisions that we're talking about, your interactions, when the next person cuts you off in the street, or all of these reactions become a different, they have a different quality to them. So this Becoming Limitless show is all about recovery this time. Recovery is incredibly important for many, many reasons. One of which is, this is where growth happens. It happens when you recover, not when you're actually causing inflammation in your body through workouts, through stress, through working hard, and so on. So recovering well not just helps to grow muscles, but it also helps with so many different systems around your body, including reducing cortisol, improving the quality of your sleep, and so on. It actually reduces the stress that your whole body is under. I've seen so many people where when they come to me, their bodies are incredibly stressed while they're not aware. They know that they feel a little fatigue. They feel that they're a little bit off. Their workouts are not as strong. In the afternoon, they go into a slump. All of these are telltales of someone who is not recovering well enough. And when we're talking about recovery, we're talking about sleep, obviously. And then obviously there is a myriad of tools that you could use to help you. What is important to remember that they're just tools. And a lot of them, they imitate what is already available in nature. What we did earlier, we did something with the compression boots or the pneumatic compression boots. These help almost like a strong massage to help improve circulation in the body and remove buildup of lactic acid that causes muscle pain and fatigue. Next, we're going to be talking a little bit about red light. And as you could see, there are so many different options out there. What is it? Who is it for? All of these different things I'd love to discuss today with Shireen. I understand you have a couple of questions about them.
It's just one very straightforward question.
Sure.
Okay. I go on social media, on TikTok, on Instagram, wherever, and I see masks, light and whatso. I never understand what this light can do to my face, for example, or to my body. Like, how many times or how many years should I use this for it to give me, you know, the result? Or what is the result even to it?
So. Right, right. So let me start with the start, if you like.
Okay.
We are the product of our environment. As human beings, we survive on a very thin line of temperature, water, light, air, gravity, and so on. Nature itself provides the place for us to thrive. A key element of that is light. We know it for a fact. It helps our crops. It helps for us to do things such as produce vitamin D in our body. It can help with produce collagen in our skin and in our tissue. It has so many different benefits to life in general. So it is undeniable that light plays a crucial role in the preservation and for life to thrive.
Why red?
So when you look at the sun, when you're outside in white light, you're exposed to the whole spectrum of light. White light is the spectrum of all lights coming together to become white. Red light in specific, studies done for decades prove that red light in specific has a few benefits, one of which is production of collagen in the skin. That's one. I'll break it down a little bit further. The light that you see right now is the light that produces or helps to produce collagen in the body. There is another light of red light that is not visible to the eye that most of these are emitting right now that actually penetrate deeper into the tissue and help to do other things, such as reduce inflammation, improve your recovery time, and it helps with mitochondrial health, cellular health, and so on. Now, these are not refuted. Science has proven that red light is beneficial for us. However, the question remains, is that all red light created equal? If I step out into the sun at a certain time during the day, would I get the same benefits? These sort of questions that normally people ask me. Let me break them down. So the amount of time that you should be exposing yourself to red light in general per day, if you don't see the light at all, is about 30 minutes in general for your whole body. And we're talking about red light and the far red light, which something that penetrates a little bit deeper into your tissue. And you could do that through beds, through mats, through panels, small panels, for your face, for your hair, and so on. Because we know for a fact that red light works on every aspect of our body. If your cells are healthier, if your body is recovering quicker, if there's more collagen in your body, everything in your body works a little bit better. Now, you can replace all of that by spending a little bit of time in the sun early in the morning or early in the afternoon. That almost does the exact same thing, but the added benefit of you being outdoors, you're walking, you're interacting with nature. So there's no doubt that red light is beneficial for us. What is left to doubt is brightness, the sort of LED lights that you use, the amount of time, and so on. So for time in general, we said about 30 minutes. Brightness, most because of the advent of LED, brightness is generally okay for most products that are out there. But brightness also dictates the amount of time that you sit under red light. There are professional beds, for example, that are so bright that you shouldn't be under them more than 10 to 15 minutes, for example. Because yes, before you ask, yes, you can be overexposed to red light. So there are a few studies out there that says if you spend too much time in red light, And we as human beings will always want, if something is good for us, we want as much of it as possible. And almost always, too much of something is not good for you. So the same applies to red light. There has been a few studies that if you spend a little bit more time in red light than you should, or recommended time, about 30 minutes per day, it can create some skin issues. The same issues that it's meant to help, such as eczema or skin rashes and so on. Later studies have proven that also red light is good for the eye. Now, it's not surprising to me because everything around us is designed for our survival. When we go outside, light is good for our eyes. It helps to reset our circadian rhythm, among many, many other things. But red light in specific, it's proven to actually help eye health. Not many things do that. So it's not just tissue, it's not just your cells, it's not just recovery. You can focus it on your face. You could focus it on your hair for hair growth. And you could focus it on specific joints. There are so many different ways that you could do by turning this against your knee to help it recover a little quicker. So it has many applications. Can you live without it? Absolutely. If you have time to spend some time early in the sun, in the morning and the afternoon.
This is what I wanted to tell you. Like, we tried the inflatable.
Yeah. Compression boots, yeah.
Compression boots first. And now you're talking about red light. I never used them.
Yeah.
And I cannot put a percentage, but a lot of people don't use these things in their lives. So.
Well, they are without knowing them, because obviously they spend time outside in the light, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah?
So that's one. Two, these remind you there are tools. So they're for convenience, like any tool. So let's say you're too busy. You're sitting on your desk. I have one of these, for example, behind my desk. The same as I have my treadmill under my desk. So I make sure I put in my steps while I'm working. Occasionally during the day when I've realized that I didn't spend time enough outside, I would turn this on as a tool, as a convenience for me to have it.
Okay.
But can you live without it? Absolutely, if you have access to regular light.
What
outside.
About the mat?
The mat, what I like about it is that it's versatile. That means you could put it on your bed, you sleep on it, you can use it when you're doing exercise, you could stretch on it, you could do Pilates on it, you could do yoga on it, and so on. And it's you could roll it, take it with you. It's much easier than to carry stuff like that around you. And it has both. Most mats have both the light that you see and the light that you don't see. And the same with this. If you look at it, you'll see some of them are on, some of them are not. With the small one, the same. With the face, the same. With the hair, the same. There are spotlights. There are smaller ones you could put on your desk, all of that. At the end of the day, they're for convenience sake. And because of life and the way it has become, convenience plays an important role. You know, so the best kind of recovery is active recovery, where you go out there and move. If you move, if you jump, if you do a light jog, you do a lot of what the compression boots that you love, that we used earlier, does the same. Because our lymphatic system opens when it's moved up and down. So when we walk, when we jump, when we do a few light jogs, it actually activates our lymphatic system too. And it improves circulation. So therefore, it moves lactic acid out of your legs and you feel better. So as a replacement for the boots, active recovery is just as good. And for me, it's my favorite. But it's not perhaps always possible because of the lifestyle that we have. So having a tool to provide convenience sometimes can be helpful. So at the end of the day, all of these, no matter what we talk about in biohacking, wellness, or optimization, they are just tools. It starts with you making the right decisions and prioritizing your health, which includes recovery, as your number one thing. If you do, you're not going to need any of this, or you would only need them, as I said, for convenience sake. So, did I answer all your questions? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm just thinking every time I sit with you and we talk about something, I remember that I need to do more things in my life or I need to change my life decisions or my lifestyle or...
It's not about doing more things. It's about prioritizing.
Prioritizing.
I know that how health is important for you. I know that you are active. I know that you do certain things that you enjoy in an active
state. Started being active because I wasn't.
Yeah, but everyone goes through a start, right? You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So I know that you're conscious about your health. The problem is that when we are younger, we're less concerned about health because there is no risk of losing it until you become sick, until something happens to you, or until you become older and you begin to feel the aches and pains around your body. So it is unfortunate because the sooner you start, the sooner you see the benefits. And as we said earlier, your biology dictates your reality. If you feel good in your own skin, everything that you do becomes better. And it's undoubtful that your whole life is built on your health. So if you're not prioritizing the foundation, whatever you build upon it is just not going to be as stable. So it's all about just priorities. And then they become part of your day-to-day life, your lifestyle. It's no longer something you think about. I don't wake up in the morning and thinking, this is what I'll be training. It's just the next thing that I do. So when that becomes the case, it's no longer a chore or something you have to think about.
Okay, I have a very nosy question. Not very nosy.
Semi-nosy. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. When did you start?
Decades ago.
So, you don't look your age. Let's start from there.
Yes. So I know for a fact that my dad, when he was in his 50s, he didn't look like this.
Okay.
Even when I look around me and I see 50-year-olds don't necessarily look like this, but I had a head start. So I started when I was very young. I started when I was 16. And I take this very seriously. As I said, it's my number one priority. So I was naturally inclined to be active. By the way, I've done my DNA in so many different ways to try to learn as much about myself, part of my journey. And there's actually a genes that is called the athlete's genes. And I do not have that. So I'm not an athlete. I'm not built as an athlete. But that never stopped me. So it's not like I have an advantage that you don't have. You most likely have the athlete's genes. I don't know. But what I mean is that it's not an advantage that I have. The only advantage that I have is that I changed my priorities early on and I stuck with them. And I know that everything, the amount of energy that I have, the how I go through my day, the stuff that I do are only possible because I have a commitment towards
commitment, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But you were just saying about the athlete gene. If I go do this DNA thing test and I don't find it, great, another excuse. Yes. Thank you so much.
So because we are programmed for comfort, you know, so we don't go to the gym because it's too far, because it's too hot, because I need to sleep a little bit more, because I have a meeting to attend, because all of the stuff that come in the way. And these are excuses that we put for ourselves, not just the gym, but many other things that are good for our health, be it, you know, planning our meals or drinking enough during the day and so on. So you see, like, most of these are actually timed to switch off after a certain period because of not to overexpose yourself.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. I'm like, oh, do we need to turn this on again?
Yeah.
I love it. I actually never knew light. Red light or blue light or whatever would do so much.
I would challenge you just for a week, just to expose yourself to red light very consistently throughout a week, every day for a little bit, and see if you feel a difference.
What am I supposed to feel?
So you feel a sense of wellness. You feel as if you've slept well, if you know what I mean. You know how that feeling that you get? It's that sort of thing because it's not something tangible.
So I don't feel like I'm having, you know, like a...
it's not medicine, foggy, remember?
Foggy brain.
No, well, it can help with that too. But it's not a chemical medicine that you take and then 30 minutes later when it starts working. This is a therapy that you do over time, the exposure to it, that begins to reap benefits. So the first time I used red light many, many years ago, when I walked outside, it was a sense of wellness that I couldn't put my finger on. It was something about me changed when I did red light for the first time. And then I thought, no, it can't be it. So me being me, I had to look deeper and do more and all of that. And this was like before anyone heard. And by the way, NASA even took red light to space in the 60s as part of their experiments. Because it's not a new thing. Red light exists in hospitals for post-operation. Dentists use it to heal wounds quicker. So it's ingrained in science. The thing is that Should we prioritize it? And if I buy this, am I going to be healthy 100%? It's just a tool, part of many things that you do that is naturally provided by nature. We just made it more accessible. Even with recovery, sometimes you end up with certain injuries. So the tools that are available out there can be anything. You do so many different things. Common ones, obviously, that I see every day is either knee, ankle, shoulder, tennis elbows, things like that. Most of them come from the hips. But this is a different thing that we'll talk about in the future. But specifically what I love it, with tools like these that you have right now on your knee is that they provide more than one thing for in-home therapy for specific aches and pains, you know? So we know that temperature is a key thing for recovery, be it contrast, be it ice baths, be it saunas, etc., which we will talk about also in the future. But tools like these for recovery are really, really good because they hopefully eliminate the fact of you postponing. If you feel something in your knee, you could put a tool like this that cools, heats, compresses to improve circulation around your knee, for example, and to promote recovery in a particular joint such as the knee, then for you to say, oh, it's fine, it'll be okay. Or like you were saying earlier, you hear these squeaks in your knee and you've had it for years and you're just ignoring it.
No, I'm okay with it. I just feel like I was born like that. I need to adapt to it. But the thing is, everything I'm using today is a very different experience. It feels like I have like water.
Yeah.
You know? It's nice, and you told me it has two modes. So it has the cooling mode, and it has the heating mode.
Yeah, so it depends on what you do. So cooling, normally you cool something right after injury. Heat is when you have an older injury that you want to relax the tissue.
Okay.
You know, so that's the general rule. Obviously, it's not 100%, but that's the general rule. So you could do hot or cold with this, and you could use it all sorts of places. But again, there's so many different tools. This is just one that we use for specific injuries. There's one that you would use ice, for example, and it actually pushes the whole thing that we also use in our center.
Okay, just to clarify, to explain what I'm feeling. So there are compressions, mm-hmm. and there's vibration, mm-hmm. and there's the cold feeling.
Yes.
Okay, so can I know what each of them does?
Yeah, so vibration and compression improve circulation. They promote circulation, which means increased or promotes recovery quicker recovery, I should say. The cold reduces inflammation. If there's inflammation, water retention in your knee, it actually reduces that. If we have heat instead, then that would be to relax the tissue and to help the muscle to go into a more relaxed state while also promoting circulation and so on.
Okay. I literally cannot explain how amazing I feel after using them. It's amazing. I love it.
And they're just simple tools. I mean, you could put an ice pack. You could use compression with ice pack. There's so many different ways that you could do. But they're, again, for convenience. They help to you not to live with an injury, to get you back into play as quickly as possible. So that means instead of you getting off the gym for 2 or 3 weeks, also use it as an excuse because of this. This is something that could help you get back into what you love to do as quickly as possible. Mm.
Okay.
But caveat here, super important to listen to your own body. I'm not saying if you have pain, you should still go back because it's not, I don't want it to be an excuse. Listen to your body and do something about it. And even when you are pushing yourself to the next bit, also continuously listen to your body and make sure it's doing well.
I have one last question. So you did mention about the red light. If you use it more, it might also like backfire, mm-hmm. might have negative things that it might cause you. With the two tools we use, like this one and the first one, using it more, will it affect?
So I am not aware of any studies that have actually had someone sit on them for 24 hours, for example, and see if it has. But there is no such thing, in my opinion, of doing something too much and still remains beneficial. You know? So imagine having a massage for 24 hours. Mm. Like, how would you feel after? It just doesn't make sense, right? So it's the same thing, you know?
Okay.
That's the whole idea.
It's amazing. Thank you. Thank you for introducing me to these tools. They're lovely. They're amazing.
It's amazing. I hope all of this is kind of providing some valuable information to people that are watching the show. I think it will be, you know, hopefully we'll do a lot more about there's so much that we're going to be talking about.
I'm excited.
So I'm really excited about what the future is holding for the show itself and for the information that we're sharing with everyone. Again, no fluff, no, you know, kind of, going around corners or pushing any particular products. And if there are any products that we'd be pushing on the show, would be products that I use personally and I've experienced for years and I know incredibly well how they work and why they work. So we'll keep it authentic. We'll keep it true. And I'm thrilled that you've enjoyed all of the stuff that we played with today.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
They're amazing.